The Parsha, Torah says that when enemies will come to make milchoma against us in Eretz Yisrael, so there's a mitzvah of a harayosim, a chatzoytzerois, to blow the chatzoytzerois, these horns, whatever they are, when yizkartem lifnei Hashem elokeichem, and you will be remembered in front of Hashem. So the Ralbag says here, the Toelis is, v'hu, likroi Hashem yisale be'es hatzorois, lihinosel mehorois hanachoinois lovoi. To call to Hashem at a time of tzoros, to be saved from the evil that's about to befall us. Ki korev Hashem yisale lekorev asher yikra'u. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to those who call out to him. Korav Hashem l'chol koyrov, the Pasuk says, l'chol asher yikra'uhu be'emes. Those who call out to him in truth, he's close to them, and he just calls, ki korav Hashem yisale l'koyrov asher yikra'uhu. Those that call out to him, Hashem feels this closeness. Ulehoyer libom, but there's another point, lehoyer libom loshuv l'Hashem yisale b'chol libom. To awaken the heart, to return to Hashem, to do tshuva, with all their heart. Because to this, tzivo shebe'es tfilosom alzeh, therefore the Torah commanded, at the time of tfilo alzeh, when they're being mispala, the enemy is about to attack, v'his anusom, and they're fasting, yisku'u b'chatzoytzerois, they blow with these chatzoytzerois, l'hoyer lev hanirdomim, to wake up the hearts of those that are sleeping, their hearts should become nichnak, be humbled in front of Hashem, you know, and they'll do tshuva, they'll come back to Hashem. This is what that can be meyasher them, that to the extent that their tefillah will now be heard, because they are korav Hashem, and therefore they are. They'll be nizkorim l'Hashem, and Hashem will protect them from this tzora. So a few things here that just struck me that are, I think, worthy of attention. The picture is, a milchoma is befalling Klal Yisrael. The enemies are coming, we're always surrounded by enemies, and they're coming, a milchoma be'artzechem, they've already entered Eretz Yisrael, and, you know, the situation is very serious. It's been a familiar story since the beginning, since we entered Eretz Yisrael the first time, and even to this day, we're surrounded by enemies and always have been. And so the approach is twofold. The approach is to be mispalel, to turn to Hashem, to call out to Hashem that He should save us, and to awaken ourselves that as we do this, that we should... That we should humble ourselves in front of Hashem, sheyikonu libom, and to return to Hashem. And this formula that when the tefillah that's being said together with this tshuva, with this hachnoah in front of Hashem, and this tshuva, that's going to be heard, will be niskorim lifnei Hashem, and then everything will be protected. So it seems, first of all, that... the Pasuk really doesn't mention anything about tefillah. The Pasuk only talks about the chatzoytzerus. Sounds like that the chatzoytzerus alone may not do the job. It seems that the Ralbag assumed that it's poshit that when there's a tzora, I mean, we know from other places, when there's a tzora, we have to call out to Hashem. That's poshit, that we have to draw ourselves close. The chatzoytzerus alone are not going to do it, and it sounds like even the tshuva itself is not going to do it completely. It seems it's a combination. The combination is tefillah, because we're calling to Hashem. We're drawing ourselves. Hashem feels close to us, and where yikra'uhu be'emes, we're calling out to Him in truth. We're drawing ourselves close to Him. Mamela, there's that closeness, and when there's that closeness, it seems there's the readiness to accept our tefillahs. And then there's the second part of that closeness, that we have to be able to do tshuva. We return to Hashem. We don't allow our averus to be like a machitza that distances us from Hashem, and it's a combination of tshuva drawing close and tefillah drawing us close. And when a person draws himself close to Hashem, then Hashem remembers him, so to speak. I don't know what that means. I've said many times, Hashem makes himself sometimes ke'ilu. He doesn't remember because our tzoras are too painful for him, whatever the pshat in that is, and then we will be answered. So it's a combination. But the essence of both seems to be this drawing ourselves closer to Hashem. Tefillah does that when we call out to Hashem in a tzorah, and tshuva, of course, does that. But what I find also very interesting is that the chatzotzeros, here we are, an enemy is coming. What could be more energizing and frightening at that moment and waking us up? The enemy's attacking. Nobody could sleep through a war. Nobody could sleep when the enemy is surrounding us and right in our backyard, and they're trying to destroy us. Yet it seems that we have that capability, and it sounds like we have to wake up in order to be able to do the tshuva. And the tshuva is also a two-step process. There has to be nichnoim, and then we return to Hashem. It sounds like that when a person does an avera, or when a person is a bal averas, that there's a certain sense that he has to have of gaiva, of I have to be good with myself, so I'm okay the way I am, and I'm not nichna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if I was, I would do what he says. So I'm in this matzav of, yeah, I do a lot of things, I do what I want. I mean, I hear this all the time from people, you know, I do whatever I want. That's just, do whatever I want. That's about gaiva. I do what I want. Hashem doesn't want, tells me not to do it. It's not good for me, it's a terrible thing. He created the world, he gives me life, he does everything for me, and I do what I want. So Mimela, that's the mahus of the Baal Aveira. And that's what the Baal Aveira has to do. He has to be nichna. His heart has to be nichna libom. And then once he realizes, hey, you're not the Baal HaBos in this world. There's a Baal HaBos. There's a Baal HaBira. There's a creator. There's one who controls the world. There's his Ashkocha Protis. You don't have the power to do anything. You couldn't, without Hashem's chesed and rachamim, you couldn't survive a split second. And Mimela, once I'm nichna, then I can do tshuva. Then I say, oh, if that's the case, I realize my place in this world. Now I have to correct it. I have to come back. And Mimela, that's what draws me close to Hashem. But it seems that this matzav of gaiva, this matzav of building this protective shield around myself that I can do whatever I please, and I don't have any responsibility to Hashem, that's what the sleep that a person is sleeping. In other words, he's not asleep. when they're attacking, when the milchoma is attacking, he's awake and he's concerned about the milchoma. But the gaiva has built a shield around him that it's kilu, he doesn't hear what's going on. He needs something to break that shield. He needs something to shake him up. It's like the koil hashoifer that shakes one up and is ma'ir a person to tshuva, the chatzotzeros, lehoyer lev hanirdomim. It sounds like that I'm near them. What am I near them? I'm not physically sleeping. But this is, I built this cocoon around myself. I built this way of life around myself. I do my thing. I'm not so concerned about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say. I'll compromise it or violate it whenever I think it suits my desires or my foolishness or my agenda or whatever it may be. And Mimela, And that's the sleep that he's in. That has to be awakened. If a milchoma doesn't necessarily awaken that, because in the milchoma too, I still have built around myself this shield. I don't have to do tshuva. You don't have to do tshuva. If you do tshuva, you'll be safe in the milchoma. If you don't do tshuva, you won't be safe in the milchoma. You're in danger. No, but I'm okay. I'm okay. What I do okay. Like someone once told me, he does everything be'ezros hachoinin lo'odam das. That means you do whatever you please. That's what you think. So I'm okay. So he has to break that. And the tzoras, it's so solid built around him that the milchoma is not going to break it. It needs that shrill sound of the chatzotzeros that just wakes it's like a wake-up call. Hey, what's going on over here? Has to take that moment. And the fear and the threat and the danger is not necessarily going to do it. What's going on? Oh, I built this protective shield around myself to do whatever I please. I can't do that anymore. And that's going to make the difference. And what's that going to do? That, together with the tefillah, is going to bring him closer to Hashem. Memela, then Hashem will be niskartim b'fnei Hashem elokeichem, and that will be the answer to atzoras. We have a lot of tzoras today. The world is full of tzoras, and nobody has any idea to what extent the future holds even more and more and more. And we need to be able to draw ourselves closer to Hashem. And the way to do it, it seems, it's push it, that it's not enough just to wake up. It's not enough just to break the shield. It's not enough just to do tshuva even. It has to be tshuva together with the tefillah is what draws us close to Hashem. But the tshuva part needs a very special, the tefillah part, if there's an enemy coming, if there's a problem, so we know, we do tefillah. But the tshuva part needs that special awakening because we've built such a shield around ourselves and we need that, so we have to look. If the tzoras can't awaken, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to say that the Kol HaShofer doesn't awaken like it did in times of old, and the Limud HaMusar is the substitute for it. When a person learns Musar, he's awakening himself. He's focusing. He's look what I built around myself. Look at the shield I built. Look how I'm fooling myself. And that's therefore Musar is critical. And therefore I think it has to be understood that everybody needs a daily Musar Seder. And it should be taken as probably the most serious Seder of the day. It doesn't always look that way. Yetzirah works very hard. From Mesil Seshorim, you see that when it comes to Cheshbon HaNefesh and to Musar, that the Yetzirah Mamish gives us irrational feelings. We can't even figure out the simplest thing that we know that this is the only way. The Yetzirah blocks it. He fights against Musar. And Rabbi Yisrael used to say that if a person has only a half hour to learn, he should learn Musar in that half hour, and then he'll find that he has much more time to learn Gemara. And I think that we have to do everything we can to be mechazik, especially that Seder. So as a substitute for the Chatzoytzerois, which we don't have to wake us up today, but we do have this shield that we built around ourselves to be okay with our own ego and our own decisions and our own violations of the appropriate directives, that we need that Musa to break through that, and together with the tefillah and that awakening, Be'ez Hashem will be miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the tachlis of everything. And when Korav Hashem l'chol koirov l'chol asher yikruhu be'emes.